On reaching Boston, we found that the Provincetown steamer, which should have got in the day before, had not yet arrived on account of a violent storm. And as we noticed in the streets, a handbill headed Death, 145 lives lost at Cohasset, we decided to go by way of Cohasset. We found many Irish in the cars, going to identify bodies and to sympathize with the survivors, and also to attend the funeral, which was to take place in the afternoon. And when we arrived at Cohasset, it appeared that nearly all the passengers were bound for the beach, which was about a mile distant, and many other persons were flocking in from the neighboring country. There were several hundreds of them, streaming off over Cohasset Common in that direction, some on foot and some in wagons, and among them were some sportsmen in their hunting jackets, with their guns and game bags and dogs. As we passed the graveyard, we saw a large hole, like a cellar, freshly dug there, and just before reaching the shore by a pleasantly winding and rocky road, we met several hay riggings and farm wagons coming away toward the meeting house, each loaded with three large rough deal boxes. We did not need to ask what was in them. The owners of the wagons were made the undertakers. Many horses in